SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we center on schools in the Kingston metropolitan area visiting Port Royal to learn all about earthquakes. And later, we take to the streets to measure your earthquake awareness. It's time to go Roundabout JA.
I know firsthand the challenges you have to face when you have a child before you're fully prepared to deal with the reality. I know the impact on your social life. Besides, it could jeopardize your health, education, and potential. So I would say to young people, wait, finish your education, and make sure you are ready before you have a child.
20% of Caribbean teenagers get pregnant before age 19, interrupting their education and crippling their chances of economic independence. Parents and guardians, talk to your children about sex and help prevent adolescent pregnancy. A message from the United Nations Population Fund.
The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, OPDEM, hosted an Earthquake Awareness Open Day in Port Royal for primary and secondary schools in the Kingston metropolitan area on Wednesday, January 20. The event formed part of activities in recognition of January as Earthquake Awareness Month under the theme, Earthquake Safety. Don't be scared, be prepared. Acting Director of Information and Training at OPDEM, Cheryl Nichols, says the agency collaborated with a number of key agencies to facilitate questions from students.
Now, Port Royal speaks for itself in terms of earthquake significance. The Open Day has target audience schools within the Kingston metropolitan area and bringing together a number of our key response agencies, the Earthquake Unit, the Jamaica Fire Brigade, and clearly OPDEM.
The children had the opportunity to tour sections of Port Royal, which was devastated by the 1692 earthquake. They also interacted with stakeholders, asking about their roles and services in the event of an earthquake. Ms. Nichols says the Open Day was in line with OPDEM's drive to strengthen civilian resilience by targeting various groups. Getting children and youth involved in earthquake preparedness is key to increasing the nation's earthquake readiness. With this in mind, OPDEM will also host a seismic risk forum for youth in February, targeting tertiary level students who have conducted research on Jamaica's seismic vulnerability. Do Jamaicans really know what to do during an earthquake? We took to the streets of Manchester to find out.
Definitely, you have to steer your grounds. If you are in the building, go under something to protect yourself.
Find a building door jamb and stand right there.
Keep away from the high tension wire overhead.
I would go under decks.
Well, you're the alert. The people them are trying to get everybody together at a safe area.
Well, if I'm working at the cash register, I will run under my counter with my hands on my neck and head so nothing to fall in there.
In an electronic store, we have a lot of appliances. First thing, we have to move in order to avoid electric shocks. For school, we would ask them to get flat. If there are tables that they can go under, or they could go to the door and use your hands to brace the door. Don't try to run because it can cause accident and stampede.
I would run to the door, mm-hmm. at the beam, mm-hmm. and stand there until it's over.
If there's a child, also an elderly person, I would try to secure that person as well.
To stand at the doorway and maybe brace, or you could get under like a table.
Those were the views of some Jamaicans who told us what they would do in the event of an earthquake. From the bustling townships to the serene countryside, we are a people of God-given talent and potential. As a united family at home and abroad, committing to Vision 2030 means we commit to ensuring equitable access to modern education and training appropriate to the needs of each person. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more information. In January 2015, 30 people died in road accidents. 19 persons have already died on the road since the start of the year up to Monday, January 18. And the numbers are already increasing. No one else has to go. We can keep that number low. So, be careful on the roads. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Be safe and walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.